Stav, Abby and Matt.
Alrighty, podcast time. You're on the podcast.
Podcast.
Maybe, is that what the PC police is?
Podcast police. We're too PC at the moment. Too many podcasts.
Great show today. We spoke to some girls who are camping out at Suncorp Stadium already for Ed Sheeran.
Yes. And Corey Parker, speaking of Suncorp Stadium, got you a bit of the turf.
And you're going to hear an apology, which I don't think is good enough, but it's still there, from Stav to all the women out there.
Yeah, what you did, mate.
It's a bit disgusting, especially when you were on your high horse.
Do you reckon you'll get
really
to keep your job?
Fell off that one, didn't you?
What do you reckon? Do you think after we finish recording this, you'll walk out?
I go, yeah.
And then there'll be a box of your stuff ready to go.
Oh, no, there's people waiting out there. I just thought I'd let you do the podcast.
Thank you. What do you mean people waiting out there to escort me from the building?
Yeah.
Chubb security?
Pardon?
The ones with the guns?
No, just sales that have been waiting for him to leave. Just two salespeople were like, we'll do it.
Do you ever see there's like some security guards who get guns and then there's some who don't?
No, I don't think any of the security guards have guns.
No, the ones who do the ATM money.
Oh, they're different.
They got guns.
They're armed. Armed guards, yeah.
Which really isn't their title.
I'm not saying you hit up the nightclubs in the valley and then some of them have guns and some of them
no,
don't.
No, I just went for shopping centres. I thought all security guards don't, but yeah, for a licensed one. There's no licensed one for staff. To take him out.
We're not going to shoot him.
Nope.
Nah, I won't come out and watch then.
Oh.
All right, here you go. Podcast time.
Hey, this is Ed Sheeran. Let's try this one. I'm on my way with my pretty little boy.
Ed Sheeran comes to town, and like every concert, every radio station has your exclusive tickets.
Can't all have exclusive tickets.
Exclusive to them. Yeah. Like our numbers are exclusive to us.
That's right.
So no one's giving away the ones that we're giving away. So it really makes sense in a roundabout sort of way. But yeah, performing Suncorp Stadium tomorrow night and Wednesday night.
It's going to be huge. And of course, the thing is when you get the standing tickets, right? You know, you've got the seated ones, but the standing ones are just the whole pitch, first in, best dress. So you want to be first in line so you can run all the way up and be right there in front of Ed.
So that he can read your signs.
Is exactly right.
And sing just to you.
That's the way
Look
it
works. Look down, Ed. No, I'm right in front of you. But no, down.
There is a girl who has taken that to the next level. Eleanor is her name. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
Where are you right now?
I'm just sitting on like a brick thing outside the stadium.
And how long have you been on that brick thing for?
I just moved over here, so I'm not waking my friends up.
Oh, okay. So you are camping out the front.
Yeah, we started camping out on Saturday night.
Wow.
Saturday night. Now, you were the first there, obviously, on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Why so early?
We just knew that other people would be lining up, so we thought we'd just start it. And I went to the Adelaide and Sydney shows, and people started lining up quite early. So I was like, I'll just get in early, just to be safe.
So you went to the Adelaide and Sydney shows as well?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you camp there?
Yeah, I camped in Adelaide with literally just a bag because I didn't bring anything. But for Sydney, we were a bit more prepared with a tent.
And now how prepared are you? What have you got there with you?
Well, I live in Brisbane, so I was able to bring like mattresses and blankets and, yeah.
Wow, you're
where
set
are you,
up.
Where are you toileting?
There's port-a-loos here, thankfully.
Oh, see, they're prepared for it. Oh, and what about showers?
There's a gym, so we're going to see today if we can shower there, but we've also just got baby wipes and stuff.
Yeah, shower in a can. You just need deodorant. Yeah. Like, really camping style. Ed won't care if you stink. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So you bought extra spares, like you're going to change into clothes? Are you going to do your makeup the night of Ed Sheeran? Or what?
Campfire.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, so I'll probably get changed the morning of, then do my makeup and then put all our stuff in the cloakroom, and then we're camping out again Tuesday night for the Wednesday show.
Wow.
Oh, but then you won't be... Oh, okay, yeah, no, right.
So you're going to go to the cloakroom, go, here's my hat, here's my coat, here's my tent.
Yeah, basically.
I love it.
Wow.
And you know what? I'm sure has it been made easier with Uber Eats as well? Because you could just get
them. We actually haven't got Uber Eats yet, but Frontier Touring and Ed Sheeran brought us pizza last night.
Isn't he a delight?
He sent pizza.
Yeah, and he sent it to us in Adelaide as well. My sister and I were kind of bummed because he didn't have a vegan pizza for us, but...
Oh, get it together, Ed. Come on, if you're going to send pizza, at least check our dietary requirements, you douche.
But he came through for the Brisbane one.
Oh, see, did he write a little message on it, or did they just say this is from Ed?
No, it just said vegan on it.
Wow. Okay,
right, for the whingy vegan. Here's your pizza, sorry. Oh, that's hilarious. So is it one of those things, though, Eleanor, where you line up and you think, I've got to be here, and then no one comes? Like, has anyone else turned up since you got there?
Yeah, so people turned up yesterday and then some came at like 11 o'clock last night. But for the Sydney shows, my sister and I got there 2 days before and there was only the like six of us for the two nights and then one group joined us in like later that night.
So you're saying that Brisbane seemed the most eager, because how many are there?
16.
Yeah, right. Wow. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, and it's competition still, we've on. Still got one night.
Yeah, there'll be more by the end of the... Yeah, you'd have to think. Wow.
I can't believe it. It's amazing. Anyway, hopefully there's a big cyclone coming tonight, so hopefully you're okay.
Yeah. The sky looks pretty clear right now, so...
Yeah, you're fine. He's just being... Yeah.
Well, thanks, Eleanor. We'll keep your number and we'll check in with you again later on to see how things are going, okay?
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, have fun.
Dedication.
I know.
I hate lining up for a Big Mac meal.
How big are the cloakrooms? Like the cloak, you know, I hate it when they give you a little locker.
I don't know.
We might have to go and get the tent for her.
Yeah.
We'll go pick it up.
Yeah, we'll be like the mums. Here you go, doll.
If you take her food, make sure it's
vegan,
though.
I'm not taking vegan food. She'll be fine.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Still going. Corey Parker is in.
The champion is on the air this morning. Hey, buddy.
Woo! Hey, morning, guys. How you going?
Good.
I want to play a little bit of audio really quickly. From the game and get your vibe and how you were feeling. The dying minutes, the Cowboys-Broncos Friday night going back and forward, back and forward. We're down the wrong end of the field with the ball in the hands of the Cowboys and we thought, that's it, we're going to lose to them.
Thurston, inside pass, they're in, and stop them! The upright
has saved the day for the Broncos.
Thank God for the 14th defender, hey?
Oh, absolutely. Look, that game just does not cease, does it? They just, when you think a team might skip away to a nice little healthy buffer, sure enough, there's an opportunity. And the teams just, for some reason, just keep turning it on. And it was an outstanding game of football. But I actually did believe, and I'm not being biased here, that the Broncos did deserve to win. And you need a bit of luck in footy, and they certainly got that at the end of the game.
Yeah, it felt like, though, the whole... Like, it's weird, those games at Suncorp, though, because it does feel 50-50 on the supporters as well. Like, the cheers for the Cowboys are just as loud. Yeah. Do you find that?
Yeah, no, there was, absolutely. Yeah, there was... Well, I think now, because there's been such a rivalry and such a great spirit in terms of how the game's played, the spectators just turn up for a game of footy, and you're right. I don't think... To some degree, they really care who wins, just as long as it's a great game of footy. And they've been given that for the last seven times they've played.
Yeah,
so, again, it was another one, 46,500, I think it was. So it was great from Brisbane to turn up.
Because you would say that Cowboys are your second favourite team.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot, for a lot of Queenslanders, it's that way, or the other way, but yeah.
You always want to see the Broncos win, though.
Because I remember on Friday, you and Corey weren't so sure you thought the Cowboys were going to win, which means you guys need to go for the other team every time.
No, I never actually went for the other team. I always said it was going to be a tough one.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Sure. Speaking of Friday, there was a challenge laid down by Matty Acton for you, Corey Parker. He wanted you to grab a square of Suncorp Stadium grass.
Yes. And you do not know how hard it is to cut a little bit of square of Suncorp grass out with a blunt butter knife, like those plastic serving knives.
Yeah.
Without someone looking at you and thinking you're like doing something like really bad. So
you were, but
to answer the question, I do have some.
Oh.
However, I did have to go to Sydney on the sad day, so hopefully it's still alive. Like, I did give a little water, but I'm not a horticulturist, so hopefully it's still alive.
Where is it?
Finally gets to you. Well, it's just like a little cube. It's just on a plate. Where do you put it? Like,
yeah, but where is it now?
It's at home.
Okay.
At home, but I had to go to Sydney on sad day, so I had to leave it.
Yeah.
And I'll give it a little spray.
Yeah.
But by the time it gets to you guys, hopefully it's still all right.
Now, you've got to go and pick it up today.
I know. The reason I wanted it was because that could have been Thurston's last game on Suncorp Stadium. Yeah. And if we get a piece of turf from the last game of Thurston, it could be worth some good coin down the track.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's still worth coins.
Yeah.
It depends if we can get it back to lush green or if it's like brown and dead.
But Corey.
It's still okay.
Okay.
This morning.
I trust you, but did you get any photo evidence of you taking it out?
I do have photo evidence.
Oh, you're a good man. Oh! You are a good man. I mean, obviously, we'll have to destroy that if anyone asks.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, it's a catch 22 because Suncorp refused to let us in to do it.
Yes.
So we've gone the back way. But if we have that, that'll be held up in a court of law.
No, we'll just say it's Photoshopped if they come.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Photoshop is wonderful, but it's who you know sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I went to the powers above and just thought I'd take it upon myself and I'll deal with the consequences.
You were a tenant of Suncorp Stadium for a very long time. I believe you should be allowed to just go back in there whenever.
The least I could have got, surely. Yeah, that's right.
It literally is the least you could have got, Corey.
Yes. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. There's a patch out the back of my yard that needs to be turf.
Yeah.
So I'm going to prep it this afternoon.
Are you going to share this or is this just for your glory? You're just going to go every day and go, Jonathan Thurston was here.
I'm going to rub on it like a dog with worms.
Scooch
along it.
Oh my God.
No. I'm going to put it there. I'm going to try and grow it.
If anyone can grow it, you can.
We'll grow it and then we might have to cut it up and give it out.
You could start selling it. This could be like a real money maker.
Yes, the station that watches grass grow. That's good.
Do you reckon people would want to buy it?
Yeah.
You reckon there's a market?
I think you've got to give it away.
No, calm down.
I'm with you, buddy. You've got to sell it. You've got to make a profit on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to pay possibly his court fees. There's going to be an
issue. Right. Jesus.
All right, Corey, I'll talk to you off air. We'll come out. We'll try and pick it up this afternoon. We got to get this thing in the ground.
Sounds great. No dramas. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Corey Parker, live stream the 2018 NRL Telstra Premiership on Fox League. Fox League, get your 2-week Foxtel trial now at foxsports.com.au.
I just reckon you're going to have to sell it in like Ziploc bags. So it's going to be like Matty Acton selling grass.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. Yeah, you get on air this morning. Best caller is going to score tickets to check out the preview screening of the definitive coming-of-age film, This Generation, Love, Simon. It's in cinemas in March.
That's it. It's good.
Yes, very good, apparently.
Good reviews. But we want to know 131060, anything you want to talk about, especially grass, since Matty Acton has managed to get some from Corey Parker off Suncorp Stadium.
The last time that Jonathan Thurston's boot may ever grace that grass.
Unless he's going to the Ed Sheeran concert.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't. I'm going to ring
him. He'd be in a box.
I think they'll put something there. Yeah.
That's right. You don't touch the grass because they put a thing down.
Yeah.
It's worth big money. This is a moneymaker, Brisbane. Sonia, you want in?
Yeah.
How much are you willing to pay?
Well, I wanted to pay $2 because grass is grass, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's never a truer word was spoken.
It does come with a photo of authenticity, though. Yeah.
Okay. Pardon?
It comes with a photo, like, proving that Corey Parker's got it from Suncorp.
It's just, you can see, right?
Sonia, $2 isn't going to cut it.
Really?
No.
Well, it's $2 per, like...
Square.
No, we need a bit of markup, I think. Hey, Jared, how much are you willing to pay?
Hey, young.
Good, mate.
Mate, I'm willing to pay $50 a metre.
Now we're talking.
You're not going to have a metre. I thought you were just going to sell blades of grass and put it in, like, a little necklace, the same as you do those rice. What, Jared, you heard me? Just a blade of grass.
Nah, I'm backing him in for it. I'm going all in.
Yeah. So, Jared, if I was able to cultivate enough and get it to you, would you rip up all the turf at your house and relay this down?
All right, I'm in.
Yes, that's it. All right.
Okay.
We're at 50 metres.
$50, calm down.
$50 for a square
metre. I mean, I'll get it if it's cheaper than turf I'd normally buy because we need grass.
No, you're not getting it cheaper.
It's special turf.
Yeah, I'll give you a mate's rates. $49.50.
Wait, I was in on this too. Like, what?
Diane, North Lakes. Are you on about the grass as well? Hey, Diane.
You there?
Diana?
Nope. She's gone. Pablo, you want in on the grass idea, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good. Pablo, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good. Hey, and not so much want in on the grass, but I have an idea for you.
Yeah.
You can call it bit grass.
Bit grass.
It will become a currency, I think. Yes.
Didn't we
say? Yeah, I reckon so.
I thought we said on Friday, Jonathan Turfston.
Oh, did we? I don't remember.
Did someone
that.
Come up with that?
No.
Maybe
yeah,
I.
Yeah, but don't you think Bitgrass is a little bit more? You know.
Yeah, grass.
You'll get further with it, really.
Bitgrass.
It could become worldwide.
Yeah, Bitgrass Thurston.
All right.
Turfston.
Everyone needs to calm down.
No, this is big. This
Wait,
is on
can
something.
I just say, though, Steph's got a point. You don't even know if it's dead now.
Yeah.
No, it'll be alive.
I reckon call Margot. She's at home.
She would have looked after it, wouldn't she? I mean,
she's
I know
got
she's
got
four
kids.
Four kids.
She's like, sorry, kids, get your own way to school. I'm going to stay here and spray the grass.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
The three of us all happily married?
Yeah. What's the question there? Yes.
Well, I can only speak for myself. Never know where you guys are at.
Oh, yes. It changes day by day. Do you mean today? Today's everything's really good. Yeah,
it's good.
Yesterday, not so sure.
That is the sign of a true marriage.
Yeah.
Our sixth wedding anniversary for Esther and myself is coming up next weekend.
Lovely.
So we're having our night away, our first night away without the children since our 1-year-old was born.
And you don't have the free night anymore, remember? Yeah. Remember you got married at the place and
no, yeah.
Each anniversary they used to give you?
Well, we got married at Stanford Plaza here. And for 5 years they
That's
give you...
That's so good.
Yeah, a follow-up, a free night
That's
on your
awesome.
Anniversary.
Yeah. So first year you're like, ugh, I've got to organise something.
Yes, yeah. So now it's all up to me, right? Because like, they used to roll that out. They even put free champagne in there.
Wow.
Like cheering. So now I have to put in effort. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it's nice that we're going to go away this weekend. On our actual anniversary, though, we're going to be camping with all of my family.
Easter time.
At Easter, because it's the 31st of March. Mm-hmm. So, a couple of weeks ago, you remember Serena Williams' husband had put up signs, billboards, saying, greatest mum of all time?
Oh.
Do you remember
oh,
who did that?
No, I didn't see it. That's disappointing for him.
So she was on her way to her first game of tennis back after having the baby.
Right.
And she didn't know about it. He'd paid for all the billboards on the way to the stadium and had pictures of the baby and her saying, greatest mum of all time.
Cute.
You can do it. We love you.
Nothing awesome. Says love like a public display of affection.
That's right.
As long as she's into it as well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like, why did you put that photo up?
Yeah.
Well, this is the issue.
It's in the birthing suite.
Yeah.
You can't even
That's
see
not
my face.
My good angle. Why would you do that?
They gave me an idea because we've got our goal billboards,
yes.
The interactive ones that you see everywhere. Oh, we can great. Upload something in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So I might. Why don't I do something on those for my wife as a surprise? Now she can't hear this because she doesn't get in the car until 8:00.
So no one tell her.
That's right. So I'm trusting you, Brisbane. Keep your mouth shut.
Okay.
Don't ruin this.
Uh-huh. So what's the one closest near you?
I don't know.
Well, that's obviously you need to start with that research.
You need to find one that's on her route. That
yeah, I know.
Take.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's got one up at the barracks, and she
never.
I'll get a reason to get it.
All right,
we'll go for a coffee. We'll do something. Yeah. But what do I put on it? I thought originally
I would with happy anniversary.
Well, that's obvious. I was going to put a photo of her on there, and I went, oh no, that's just fraught with danger because whatever I pick, she'll hate the photo.
Yeah. No, put a picture of both of you. No, you know what you do? You know what photo she likes because you pick one from her Instagram that has already been approved by her. And then you put a photo of both of you up there.
But is that the same as when it's a little photo on Instagram and then she sees it as a 20 by 20? Like, is that...
Well, she's either... If she doesn't like that, then it wasn't a good idea to start with because she's not going to like the public display.
I think many women would like to see a photo of them on a huge billboard.
Well, I don't... I'd get a bit... embarrassed. I mean, I still do going past our billboards.
So don't do it?
No, but...
That's the way it's looking.
It's like, no, you know your wife.
Yeah.
Would she be into that?
She likes... See, she's a lover of the Facebook post where you give the
perfect.
Love...
Perfect.
So she loves that.
She loves it. Then perfect. I don't
but,
as much.
Right.
That's all.
But I don't know whether this is different, whether she's going to like this or not, and I don't want to do the wrong picture.
Maybe just... put a picture of someone else. You know, happy anniversary.
No, because
this isn't her, but I still
Here's
love
Miranda
you very
Kerr.
Much.
I don't think so.
No, if you're going to post, you better put a photo of her, because otherwise it could just be any Esther.
Yeah. And she's the only Esther in my life.
It
I can promise you of that. I don't have any other
Would
Esthers.
Would Kat like her?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no.
You don't
See,
have
I wouldn't
picture.
I wouldn't as much.
It could just be words.
But she, you know her better than us.
Why'd you get an artist to do a drawing of it?
A caricature, like you get at Movie World.
Yeah.
But if you notice the photos that she posts on her Instagram, generally don't have you in there.
Yeah, none of them.
Yeah, that upsets her boyfriend when she posts them, so she doesn't.
Certainly does. Certainly does.
What about the photo of both of you in her profile pic?
Maybe that one. Well, 13, 10, 60. Bit of help here, please, Brisbane. I want to do it because she has this year gone back to work. She's raised our children. She has been an amazing woman for me this year.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do something that really shows my love. And now I'm unsure if this is a good idea or not. I mean, I should have known that you guys were going to make it harder.
You're not paying for it.
No, that's it. Doesn't matter. It's the effort.
Do I have to pay for it? It's
the show marketing budget.
Yeah, but if she doesn't like it, go.
You're using the show marketing budget?
You put work perks, bro.
Well, actually, I do want one. I want one now. Stan, would you do one for me?
Yes, I will do one for you.
Thank yeah. you. You're just on a Monday, you're doing a great job, Abby.
I can do that for you guys. 13, 10, 60. What do you reckon? Good idea, bad idea, and what photo do I use? Help me out. What do you reckon? Girl was going to shout me, apparently. It's not coming out of the show marketing budget. Girl was going to pay for it. What wonderful people. Oh, 13, 10, oh 60. Help a brother out. Hit 105.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Love and marriage. Love and marriage.
6 years married to my beautiful, wonderful wife, Esther.
How long together? How long were we together before you got married? Because don't discredit those years.
Yeah. Can I ask you one question? Because we both are open with the bad breakups.
Yes.
Do you count the breakups? Like, do you just start it from when you first hooked up?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Because we always...
Otherwise, it's too confusing. No. Minus that 6 months or, yeah.
12 years
right.
together. I think. Isn't it 12 years? I was 18.
No one else in the room can answer that question.
Yes. Yeah. 12 years. 12 years. So... oh, no.
13. Yeah, okay.
I'm 31, so I was 18. 13.
You're 30.
No, I'm turned 31 this year, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, a long time. I am aware as well, and people need to
was
stop
this. Schoolies? Did you hook up with schoolies?
No, that was my first year out of school.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
How young would it be, Lou?
Oh, yeah. I know, but you know what? She's a woman who can see something.
I love that.
That's going to mature well.
Are you babysitting or is that your boyfriend?
Yes, it still happens. But people need to stop coming up to me and being surprised at how attractive my wife is. Because all it does is make me feel bad like I'm ugly. Right? So stop that. Please.
She is hot.
What I want to do as something nice, I want to do a big public display of my love for her.
Yeah.
She loves the Facebook posts. I've done enough of them. So now the guys at Goa who have the billboards and they've got the Loud website, LOWD, make sure you go and search it up, have said, we'll give you some space and I want to put up a picture or something. I was going to do a photo of her with how much I love her. Now you guys have got me questioning it.
If we question, you're still going to do it though, right?
Well, I'm unsure now.
Well, 13, 10, 60, Maddie wants some help. What photo should he put up? What should he say on the billboard? Is it a good idea? Caitlin from Eaton's Landing, what do you think about this idea?
I think he should do it, but I think he should use one of his wedding photos because, you know, it'll be good quality.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's an issue of your...
Yes.
He's got a pimple in all his wedding photos, Caitlin.
I should... No.
It's all about her, though. No one's looking at you.
It is. And that's taking one for the team, Maddie. Yeah. And I shouldn't bring that up every time. I apologise.
And I want to just say...
Surely that's bonus points, surely.
Yeah. My best man was a gay man. He said, here, put this on. It was some acid thing. He said, that'll fix it. It burnt a hole in my skull. I have three eyes in all my wedding photos. My wife looks gorgeous, though.
Well, then that's good. Yeah. That's actually a good point. A wedding photo you can't go wrong with.
Lola, what do you think?
I don't think it's actually a good idea.
Right.
I think that you should do... Oh, well, I don't think it's a good idea because you could choose the wrong photo where you might think she looks really nice in it and she's like, what are you doing? Yeah. I think you should do something like sky riding or something, you know, those tails on the plane.
Yeah. That's cute.
Something like that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a...
He doesn't have a free company for that, though.
So, yeah, lol. Unless there's someone listening who does that, 13, 10, 60, feel free to call through now.
I find skywriting, it's always like, by the time they're finished, the start's blown away. And it's all like, I love you, Esty.
Yeah, good idea, though. Lauren's on. What do you think, Lauren?
Well, if she loves you, I think it's the thought that counts. I think she'll say it's the thought that counts. But I reckon that the wedding photos or the profile photo is the best way to go.
Yeah.
But when people say it's the thought that counts, that means they don't like the gift.
No. Like, just the effort you've gone to. I think girls appreciate effort. Because it's a thought process for it.
Yeah, exactly. They can see how much thought and effort you put into it.
All right. Wedding photo it is. Wedding photo.
That's what I said that.
Yeah. Good on you, Stav.
Thank you.
Do you want to have credit to Stav? Yeah, on the bottom of
it? I should be on this somewhere.
No. All right, well, it'll be next week. I'll sneak them up next week. Remember, though, she's not in the car listening at the moment. No one say anything to her. If you see her, keep it on the hush-hush.
On the QT.
Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Phone home.
Yesterday, Carl and Peter Stefanovic issued an apology to a lot of people that they work with.
Yes.
And you're like, cool, you're apologising. What is it exactly for? And now it has been released. Because we knew that an Uber driver was trying to sell a recording of them. Apparently, Peter had it was in the back of an Uber with his wife, it has been revealed.
Yeah.
Sylvia Jeffries. And it was on speakerphone.
Yeah.
And he was talking to his brother, Carl. And they were complaining about a lot of the stuff. Now, the Uber driver has now turned back and said, no. I know I was trying to sell the recording. That's a lie. I haven't recorded it, but I'm willing to sell what I can remember.
Because it's illegal to record people without their knowledge.
Yes, and now he knows that he's not trying to sell it, but New Idea have bought, apparently for $50,000, what he can remember. So he's retelling it.
Right. Hope he's got a good memory.
Well, he's got a very good memory. It's like he's almost listening to a recording.
Before you get to the contents of this.
Okay.
People who talk in public on speakerphone need to be shot. I do not understand why people do it.
I don't understand why he did it either.
Do you think he knew? He made the you got to tell the guy. Like, did he say, oh, by the way, Carl, you're on speaker?
But then Carl would go, why am I on speaker?
Because my wife's here.
But she doesn't want to hear this. It's so weird.
Maybe that's why. If she was in the back of the car with him, maybe the three of them were getting in on it together. Because why else would you put it on speaker if you're having that conversation?
I found it weird. My best friend got in the car the other day and she had it on speaker and she's talking to her husband and didn't say that I was there.
Yeah,
so I went, bye. And he goes, oh, hey, Abby. And then I said to her, is your phone broken? Do you want to go and get it replaced? And she goes, no. So, well, then why would you have it on the speaker?
See, that's a trap. Imagine if he goes, how's it going with Dragonface?
Yeah, you don't want to go with her.
She being a mole, or are you guys getting along all right? Who's she talking about?
So, do you want to hear the contents of it?
I've heard nothing about this and I'm dying.
Oh, really?
Well, I've not the contents of it.
So, the one that they have to apologise to is Georgie Gardner, who's the new co-host of Today with Carl, because apparently he accused her of, quote, sitting on the fence and not having enough opinions, and she better step up if she wanted to stay on the show.
That's not too bad.
No.
It's not too bad, but I don't think she'd be happy with it, would she?
No, but it's professional talk. They're discussing the show there. He's not saying anything derogatory
Carl
about her.
Carl also apparently complained of Richard Wilkins. And said that he kept all the entertainment contacts close to his chest so they couldn't get rid of him.
Oh, poor Carlos is feeling left out in the celebrity gang. Hey?
Yes. And then they were complaining about the bosses as well.
Oh, what were they saying?
Just saying that they didn't know anything and they were out of touch.
Wow.
How's this out of touch, Carl? And then during the trip, apparently Peter was complaining that he hated his job and that he should have been paid more. It's sucking the life out of him, to quote. And Carl responded saying, you need to demand $60,000 from the network and don't take no for an answer.
He works 2 days a week.
3 days. One on 60 Minutes and two on the weekend.
And it's sucking the life out of him.
He's got 4 days to not have the life sucked out of you.
They've actually got him on the show today, though, because he's not normally on it. And now he's doing reports from fire-stricken areas.
Oh, right. What, they think if they get rid of him?
Well, I think they might be saying, hey, maybe, no, like, you need to be seen as
doing more now,
I think
so. Right, okay.
Because the bosses have come out and said, oh, it's just chat between two brothers.
I bet you that wasn't the same conversation they had in the boardroom when they all got in.
So out of touch, are we, Carl?
Yeah.
Is it scary for people to have conversations in...
I think it just shows the lack of respect they'd have for an Uber. Like, they'd just be like, oh, he's an Uber driver.
Peter's come out and had a little bit of a joke and said he issued an apology and said, I am going to get a earpiece from now on. And I also issued him with 1-star rating because there wasn't an opportunity to do 0.
Oh, so funny. Where's your 60 grand?
And now apparently that driver was paid 60 grand for the interview.
Yeah,
no way!
He got paid 60 grand.
spewing. I don't think he cares about the one star.
But I think he's been stood down from the Uber at the moment.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, because you're not allowed to do that. They've taken him off for the moment. So.
Worth it, but isn't it? For $60,000, that's a lot of driving out of that. Oh, well, there you go. Mm. Maybe we should get into cabs and have very loud conversations.
No one will sell it. You go, do you want to sell that? And they go, who are you?
Yeah. I don't know. Just... you'd be more upset, wouldn't you, if you're a celebrity and they're like, I talk in the back on speakerphone all the time.
Yeah.
No one picks it up.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hello, my name is Siri, but you knew that already.
Hey, you had a girl slide into my DMs on Instagram.
Oh, that sounds not how it should.
A couple of days ago.
Yeah.
It's always remember to check those, the messages you need to allow. You got to flick over a folder.
Oh, on Instagram or on Facebook, the other folder.
Yeah. Check my other Facebook folder in a while.
Oh, can you check mine for me?
Sure.
So if you don't follow someone, you don't see their message straight away. Mm. So I always check those because, you know, people I don't follow will comment on the show and I love to see that. A girl did send me a message. Her name is Chloe. Now, Chloe was following up on a segment we did months ago, and I'd completely forgotten about it. We're going to take you back to this idea. If you're listening right now and there's someone who you like, if you do exactly what I say, by the weekend, you should be on a date with this person.
Right.
So you need people to look through their phone, and if they've got that crush person in there, you want them to change the name that they've got there to crush?
Yes,
just to get them thinking, to get it really in their head.
Yes. So we plugged that for a week, saying change over your phone and be listening at this time. Then when the time had come, we did this.
Hey Siri, message crush. I like you more than a friend. Send.
That is nasty.
Because what happens is any female who has Siri turned on their phone and listening recognises Abby's voice, and then what you essentially did is you sent a text message to every phone that had that person saved as crush.
Yes, because we learned that by mistake once when we said, hey, Siri, and all the phone, like we said, 13, 10, 6, they all called us. And we're like, well, it works. Mm.
And they'll start calling right now because...
Oh, yeah, but I was really quick.
This is where we bring Chloe back in. Chloe, like I said, we'd forgotten that we even did this segment.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't, okay. Have you? So, Chloe, you obviously changed someone in your phone to crush.
Yes, I did.
I don't know if I'm picking up on your tone. Was it not successful?
It was to the point where we actually live together now.
Oh, so it has been good?
Yes.
Oh, oh my God. No, so I need to hear all the details.
Hang on. First, I need to hear that it was a brilliant idea.
Brilliant idea.
Thank you.
It was a brilliant idea.
So you obviously liked him, but you just didn't have the guts to tell him. Were you concerned that they didn't want it to go more than a friendship?
It's more that I didn't have the guts to tell him.
Yep.
And, yeah, I've since got a different phone, so it only recognises my voice now, in case you do anything else like that.
Ooh, okay. No, you don't trust us anymore.
Can I ask
Crush, break up.
When the text sent, what was his reply? Like, did he reply quickly or did you have a sweating period?
Well, because he works like 12 hours a day, so I didn't get a reply till late that night.
Right.
And what did it say?
Pretty much said he feels the same way.
Woo! And then how long in between that text message until you guys locking it in to be a proper relationship?
About 2 months, but...
Right.
Yeah.
So just like little hookups or little dates or what happened?
A lot of dates in between, but we made it official about a month ago.
And then you moved in together?
Yes. We moved in together.
Oh, congratulations, Chloe. That's a really nice thing Maddie did, and we don't hear that often, so that's really beautiful. I would like to know if anyone's listening to this and it was successful as well, or maybe it was a bad idea, you could call 13 10 60.
Oh, no, you don't want, like, just, if it texts and backfires.
We've got to go statistically, because if it's 100%, we should do it every week.
Yeah. What? Maybe their boss was, and they send a text to their boss, and they're like, oh, hindsight, wasn't great.
Yeah. Well, so far, Chloe, we have 100% success rate, and I think we'll stick with that. Thank you very much for getting in contact with us, and best of luck. When you guys get married and have a baby and stuff, you need to let us know too.
We will do. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks.
Wow.
There you go. Well, does this become a regular segment now? Should we do that?
Maybe we could do it with other things, not just love.
What, breakups?
No, not breakups. Like,
who wants to break up?
No.
I can't think of any other way. Like, it's either getting people together or tearing them apart.
Like, flatmate. Hey, Siri. And flatmate, move out.
That's still a breakup.
Okay, good point. Let me find another positive. Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hi, tomorrow we play Alpha Bucks. It'll be the 20th of March. $10,000 on the line. Only your kids can play, though, because it's Alpha Bucks Kids this week.
So I reckon you're going to get the head start, because I reckon you should be practicing for tomorrow, because your letter is S for snake, if it was what animal. Starts with S. Snake. Or is that a reptile? Would still accept.
You'll save Alpha Bucks with Alpha Airport Parking. AlphaAirportParking.com.au.
Alpha Bucks. Stop. Abby and Matt. $10,000. Kids, Alpha Bucks. Show me the money, honey.
Yeah, honey. $10,000 on the line right now. All week, only the kids get to play. So make sure if you're on your way to school, Hit 105 is turned up nice and loud, because we want to give kids $10,000 this week just for playing.
And toy vouchers.
Yes, Mr. Toy Toys World. Just Mr. Toy's Toy World. Just by getting on, you get a hundo to spend there.
Woo!
All right, and our first player with Alpha Bucks Kids is Abigail from Fernie Hills. Morning, Abigail.
Good morning.
How old are you, Abby?
Eight.
8 years old. Okay. Well, let's hope you can get 10 questions right with the letter that Auntie Abby's going to give to you. Remember to say pass if you don't know it, to give yourself enough time to come back. And if you get them all right, you'll win $10,000. Okay?
Okay.
Can I just ask you, have you and Mummy had a chat about the $10,000 if you win it? Has she said how much of it you get?
No. I think we're going to split it with my brother.
Oh, what did he do though, Abigail? You know? Okay, no, good idea. That's a good idea. All right, it's you and me. Now, your letter this morning, hun, is D for Daniel.
D.
D, yes. Okay.
Here we go. Good luck.
Name something you can pat.
Dog.
Name someone who works hard.
Dad.
Name something that breathes fire.
Dragon.
Name something that is on the ground outside.
Dog poo.
Name a sweet treat.
Pass.
Name a currency.
Pass.
Name a girl's name.
Danielle.
Name a type of fun exercise.
Oh, we're out of time.
You got five right. Five. Well done. So
$250 cash as well.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. You were very good.
My personal favourite is what you find outside on the ground, the dog poo.
Dog poo. Well done. It's true.
It's everywhere. People need to take their bags with them, Abigail. Yeah. Well done, darling. You did a great job. All right, there we go. She's got the toy voucher. She doesn't care about the cash.
Well done.
She's fine. Yeah.
Sweet treat could have had donut, currency dollars.
Yes.
Alpha Bucks Kids, every morning 8 a.m. we now play. Tell everyone at school, turn on Hit 105 in the car on the way to school, and you can pick yourself up 10 grand.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. My happy little pill.
Now, if you missed it over the last few shows, we have been talking about the male contraceptive pill, because they're back doing research for it. They did stop because the males didn't like the side effects.
Yeah.
And I just thought a little bit ironic, because I was like, a lot of women don't like the side effects of the female pill, but they still take it.
Yeah.
And
we love that you do. We respect you for it. We thank you for it.
And the conversation came up whether we trust you guys to take it.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, that's so rude. Why would we not? And I want to know, just because we're about to find out if you guys are pregnant. So I want to know on 13 10 60, anyone out there, have you forgotten to take the pill and got pregnant? Or did you just get pregnant on the pill because you didn't realise? Because if you have a tummy upset or you maybe miss a day, so you're like, I'm on the pill, but I'm pregnant. 13, 10, 60.
Eden was born on contraceptive.
Oh, really?
Was she?
Yeah. Esther does that. We have the NuvaRing, which is like a silicon ring that...
Yeah.
Pop in.
Yeah.
So we were going to try for a baby, and then when Esther went off contraception, and then we were like, okay, now we're going to start. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I have a great couple of months ahead.
Yeah.
She's like, nah, already done. It's like, oh, really? What? So.
But we thought we'd give you guys a little bit of a tester. So you've got a pack of the male birth control, and yet we said you have to take it at the same time every day, and you guys got to choose your time.
Yeah. Mine was 5 past 8.
Which you have missed this morning.
No, only by 12 minutes.
It's the same time.
Oh, what, you guys take, girls take it to the minute?
Well, I normally set my alarm. It depends which one you're on, because some are so sensitive that if you do miss a day, you've got an issue. Some of them you can take two at once. Take a photo.
I owe the female population of the world.
I knew you wouldn't take it.
A huge apology. I have a lot of respect for you guys.
Do you haven't missed it, have you?
I missed a day.
Yesterday, didn't you?
No, I missed Saturday. The alarm that I set, I didn't set it for every day. It was like
I watched you do that alarm. And I thought, okay.
Looks like you better pop down to the 7-Eleven and buy yourself a little box of water balloons.
No, because I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but you should still get them.
Just so you're aware, you can't do anything now for 7 days.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's not effective now for 7 days.
Really?
So you have to use... So have you messed that up?
What?
See?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
and,
well.
In all honesty, I owe women around the world...
It was your first weekend.
I know. And I feel really bad. And I have a new respect for women who do this. It's terrible.
When Candy, our producer, came on and said, I don't trust guys, you were the most offended.
Yeah, you were.
Like, how dare you? We've got to trust you.
That's why I'm apologising now.
I need more.
I'm really sorry. I have a newfound respect for women that I had respect for women before, but I've got a new respect for you. I don't know how you do it every day.
And now you've got breakthrough issues as well.
What do I have now?
If you don't take the pill every day, it starts.
What does?
Well, we're going to be spotting spotting this afternoon.
It's a nightmare, hun.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, that's okay. At least you know why.
Well, over here, no yes, babies hun. Getting by over here. We'll admit, I think I was about 5 minutes late on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I was an hour and a half late on Sunday.
That's it.
That
doesn't work either, does it? It's got to be the same time.
You guys are on a really light dose, so yeah, it doesn't.
No, it you can get a couple of hours either side.
Okay, if you seem to think so, let's have some calls. 13 10 60. Have you got pregnant while you're on the pill?
I think I'm still sweet. I think I'm fine.
And you don't panic that whole month, just confident. Yeah.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. You have let everyone down.
No, I think I'm a good example of that. We need to have a lot more respect for women and what they do for us.
I respect it. I'm just trying to prove a point here, and you're making it hard for me. 13, 10, 60. The phones have come alive. Have you got pregnant on the pill? We'll take your calls next.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. A happy little pill.
With the news that the male contraceptive is back in trials, the boys here were like, we can handle it. We will never forget to take it like you girls do. So they have a packet that they're going to take for a month, and Stav's already out.
I forgot on Saturday. Day two.
And we want to know on 13, 10, 60, have you got pregnant while you're on the pill?
Worst day of the week to forget, because Saturday night's the night, game night, and that's the night you go out unarmed.
I know.
Did you take it Sunday?
Yes, I did.
Have you got a photo to prove it?
No, but I did.
He took two on Sunday.
No, but I did. Two Sunday morning.
Yeah, I won't forget again.
So you took it to the bowls with you?
Yes, I did. I keep it in my man bag at all times. Mm. Yeah, of course I did.
But we want to know. You love your child, but, you know, it wasn't maybe planned. We want to know if you got pregnant on the pill. From East Ipswich, we've got Jackie. Hey, Jackie, you did?
Yes, my daughter is now 4.5 years old, and I took the pill every single day. At the same time, every single day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what did you do? You missed one?
No, I didn't miss any. I took it every single day.
Really?
So, Jackie, do you remember if you had an upset tummy during that time or antibiotics, or you really can't recall?
Honestly, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Like, I was a big party animal back then, you know, drinking every weekend, whatnot. But that was the one thing I always remembered to do, was to take my pill, because I was in no way ready to have a baby. But look, here we are.
Yeah.
Now doing the school run.
Thanks, Jackie. We've got Kylie from Yarrabilly. Did you get pregnant on the pill?
Kylie?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, sorry.
That's all right.
Hi. Yes, I got pregnant on the pill twice.
Twice. And did you forget for yours?
I'm not too sure. I think it was a little bit between, I might have missed maybe one or two days here and there.
Yeah.
Or I may have been sick. But no, I've now got a 17-month-old and a 6.5-year-old.
So you can see that Stav's probably going to get pregnant from his forgetful pill?
Yes, he will.
Well, it's not 100%.
You should babysit for all these ladies.
That's what? A great idea.
To prove it, you know.
Yeah. Hey, what? Megan, in Ipswich, you've fallen pregnant on the pill?
I did, yeah. I took it at the exact same time every single day, and I wasn't sick or anything, and I still fell pregnant.
Feels like people should sue.
Well, they say then, I think they're like 99%, they say, when taken correctly. But then again, who knows? Like,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
Did you do it, like, did you ever have sort of maybe an hour here or an hour there, or was it always bang on the time, 100%?
No, it was always on time. I had an alarm on my phone, so as soon as my alarm would go off, I would take it.
Clever.
And I still feel pregnant, but I'm happy because I now have a beautiful little boy.
Yeah, of course.
So technically what these women are saying is this is pointless. We should just stop taking it.
Oh, no, what? I'm not willing to risk that. No way. No? I've already got three kids.
Maddie's
I've got enough.
Maddie's a responsible one over
That's
there.
That's right. I would not forget. I'm telling you, if I had to take it, I would be on it.
Talia in Pimpama, I believe you now. But Talia, have you felt pregnant?
Hi, yeah. Two of my three children I had because I was on the pill.
Pill companies right now are like, turn that station off.
Yes.
I know. I blame the father.
Why? I know what he did.
Is he a good swimmer?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, okay.
We've gotten so many on this. Melissa in Crestmead, you've fallen pregnant on the pill as well.
Yeah, I did. I used to take mine at the same time every day, except I had to skip my sugar pill.
Uh-huh.
But, I fell pregnant with twins.
Twins.
Ooh. Surprise and delight. Yeah.
Well, if you need a babysitter as a punishment, Stav will babysit for you.
You'd trust me.
Oh, you know, that'd be great because now, I mean, I have four stepkids as well, all twins. Ooh. So, I mean, six kids.
Simmer down there. go through a tunnel. You break it up. Hang up, Manny.
This is the thing. You fall pregnant.
Starting to freak out.
you need to do it, I think. What are you doing on the weekend, Melissa? You want a night off?
Between two footy, one gymnastics, and infants.
Okay. Yeah, Stav's got a car.
They want to come see my show?
Yeah, you get a gig on.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Everyone's going to be talking about these over the next few weeks.
Represent
Australia.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
The games.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm looking forward to them.
The athletes turn up this weekend. They're all flying
in,
apparently.
Is it this weekend? I know they had a sleepover, which I always found sounds so cute. So they had a sleepover at the Athletes Village last night, because that's when there was a bit of a boo-boo.
What happened?
Well, the Commonwealth Games people were trying to keep it a secret that Usain Bolt is coming out. And they were interviewing one of his friends, Johan Blake, who's expected to win, and he was like, I was just with my friend Usain Bolt back in Jamaica, and he said, when I come to Australia to watch you, if you don't win, there's going to be big issues.
No.
Because so apparently it was supposed to be a big draw card and it was going to be a surprise.
Uh-huh. It was a media sleepover last night.
Yeah.
So all the news crews were there.
He was there.
Well, he would have been someone to interview. You know, they're like, what is everyone going to do? Channel 9, Channel 7
I thought it was like Big Brother. Just
Actually, I would watch that. That would be interesting.
Well, athletes or media, Big Brother?
Mix them all together. So what were they going to do with Usain Bolt? Like, he was going to be a surprise concert or something?
Well, he's an 8-time Olympian. He's one of the best Olympian, like, best athletes in the world.
Yeah.
And he's fun. Have you seen his parties? I've seen him on social media at the parties.
Yeah. They show vision and stuff of him drinking and smoking the night before a race. And then he still blitzes everyone and slows down 15 metres before the end of the line.
Yeah. The guy's a gun.
But I did see them all talking about this on the news last night. And obviously this time of the year, we're all building up to it. So there's no winners to talk about, no medals, no events.
But it's compulsory to have a story in at all times.
Yeah. Exactly right, especially here in Brisbane. So you've got to find the angle, as they say. Uh-huh. So what's something that everyone will go, oh, that's rather interesting. There was a girl last night who did a cross, Emily Crane, I think her name is.
Uh-huh.
And they've sent her out there for this sleepover and they've gone, get us some gold. Something that everyone's going to be like, oh, that's brilliant. And she did a very good job at turning nothing into something. This is her building up to it.
Well, Jono, we have had the full athletes experience today and I want to take you for a mini tour in my personal favourite room. This will really be a very important place for the athletes to come and spend some downtime before and after they compete in their event.
Okay.
Most important room. What would you think that was going to be?
Downtime. I'd say they're like green room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kitchen.
TV.
I was thinking, you know, but even though it's really important, maybe the physio, maybe somewhere to hang out with the family.
Yeah.
Like their family comes to visit them or something. This is what was in that room.
This is the games area. And inside you'll find everything from Guitar Hero, air hockey table, even some PlayStations. And
Is it necessary to have a kids club in the athletes' village?
Well, it takes their mind off it. Like, hey, you didn't win gold. Do you want to play Guitar Hero? You might be able to win.
You might be better at that. Maybe that could be a Commonwealth Games event.
Someone's like just lost a hockey and they're like, do you want to play ice hockey? And they're like, are you serious?
This thing honestly was set up like if you went to your local RSL and there was a kids' room in the glass and you just sat through and watched them. That's what it looked like.
It's sort of away from everything, though.
Yeah.
But there's no real entertainment around it. Yeah.
What are the pole dancers going to do to unwind once they've put their...
That's just an exhibition one. They have to go to work after.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's not a competing one this year. Well, so if it's successful, though.
They're going to be tired. Pole dancing by day and pole dancing by night.
Often they have. No, office jobs, Manny.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's a sport.
I know it's a sport, but you would think that you would double up on it, wouldn't
you? No, these are... I don't think they do it at night.
Oh.
Yeah, no, a lot of them have come from gymnastics into it, and it's just going to be a... it's not special for...
Really?
It's just going to be an exhibition one where if it is successful after this, then they'll put it into the...
Held at a nightclub? Like, they didn't set up an arena for it, did they? Just go to Cavalav. Oh, is this the pole dancing arena? Yeah, it's $80 to get in, buddy, and the drink is $25.
And you've got to have notes.
Yes.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I want to complain about Australia Post. Right. You know that I love them.
You do love them.
I always support them.
Always support
them. I still buy stamps and send letters to support them. Yes, they've gone up quite a bit, but I still support them. But I've got the app, which tells me when parcels are going to be delivered. It's very up to date. Goes through the whole steps. And for some reason, they always get delivered, my eBay purchases, on a Monday, which happens to be when Scott is at home. And I can see they're delivered now. So now I've suggested he takes our son to the park.
Can I get them delivered to work?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and then you'll never know.
I thought reception was getting a bit annoyed at that. There was a lot.
Oh, well, everyone else, the more ASOS bags turn up here.
Remember when I got the chairs delivered here, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't say get furniture delivered. Maybe a shirt here or there.
Another chandelier for Coleman.
Thanks. But no thanks.
Cupboards and drawers. They open, they shut. They open, they shut.
Yep.
But my beautiful wife, who I love very much, does not know how to shut them. I've kept it to myself for a little while now. We hit a bit of a boiling point on the weekend. And I said something. Like, why can't you just shut the drawer bed? To which she turned to me and said, why can't you just put your shoes away? Why can't you just put your clothes away?
Why can't you just cook your own dinner? Why can't you do your own washing? Why can't you do anything, Matt?
Stand by. I'm going to go and open up every drawer in the house, and they can stay like that. Thanks, but no thanks.
She's like, no, I'll close it. Just put that in there.
Yeah.
Hey there, sticky tape. We're doing some craft with my daughter on the weekend, and every time I cut her a piece of sticky tape, it's like I need another piece. Mm. And you have to search around the roll to find where it starts. And then you think you've got it, but you don't got it.
No.
And then you've got to go all the way around again. Why? It seems to move. And then have you ever done that one where you think you've got it and then you've gone too far and you've actually started another whole different one?
Yeah. Or you get the scissors and you try and scrape a new hole and then
There needs to be improvements in the world of sticky tape.
They do have those holders. Why don't you get a sticky tape holder?
Dispenser.
Yeah. I don't like them either.
Well, they have made advances.
Well, not good enough advances. Thanks, but no thanks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hi, there we go. That's the podcast done for the day. No reviews, no messages or anything. Don't forget, if you leave a review with a comment in the comment section, we'll read it out on the air. So just even flat out shout outs if you want those birthday messages.
Uh-huh.
No one's got any extra business to discuss today. Anything extra they wanted to talk about?
Nope.
All right.
Do you know what? No,
go on.
No, that's bring it up.
No, I just thought it was funny. Do you know what my husband got me to do yesterday? Because my parents are
staying. Whoa, I don't know. What did he?
This is a safe space.
Yeah.
It wasn't his birthday, was it?
No. Jesus.
Okay.
No. He gets things on other times on his birthday.
Oh, really?
Anniversary. Easter. We celebrate Easter as Jesus died. Anyway. No, but my parents are staying and they're going to stay in the room below us.
Uh-huh.
So he goes, hey, I'm just going to go and paint downstairs. Can you jump on the bed?
Oh, I did the check.
I was like, what do you mean? That's ridiculous. Just a check on the installation.
Yeah, right. The insulation.
Insulation. Is that
between.
What it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Insulation.
Did it work? Or did he hear?
Yeah, no, it's not bad. He goes, gee, I built the house well.
Having like, said that, though, he's talking up his game pretty large if he thinks you jumping on the bed is going to be the same as...
I'd be more concerned about the noise rising.
That's what we checked. That's what I said. Can you give me a... Yeah. Yes.
A Bev.
Oh, Peter. That's my dad's name. They're staying for 5 weeks.
So they definitely will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely
will.
That's okay, though.
Yeah. It's a healthy... Yeah, my parents are very much in love.
You prefer that they were than they weren't.
Yeah, when we were younger, it was annoying because they were always, like, hugging or kissing in the kitchen. And you're like, oh, can you not do that over the veggies?
Try when you hear your parents having sex and his name is Stuart. That's a nightmare.
That really happened.
Yeah, my mum's second husband was called Stuart.
Yeah. Did you walk in on them?
You walked in on them?
No, but I could hear them.
Oh, that's more creepy for her to say it. You'd have to go, I'm not going to say your name.
Even creepier if she started calling him Stav. Oh, Stav.
Did she call you Stav when you were younger? She still says Stuart.
She doesn't abide by Stav. No.
That's a bit weird.
Ooh, that's awkward, isn't it?
Yep. This is why I'm the way I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad we did that.
Mm.
More extra business tomorrow. Bobby.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.